What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Tommy, you know this one?
Are you serious?
I know, I'm just messing with you. Of course you know this one. I just didn't expect it. I don't know if I've heard this one before.
Oh, God. Maybe the most recognizable song in the world?
I've never heard it played like in the middle like that, though.
No? Like I feel like that's the bump of the music.
I've never heard the bump like that used before. This is the Mason Crosby Show. I'm Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. Tommy Wirtz is here. We're presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. And joining us now... our best friend. Our best friend, Drew Wagner's here. Drew, good morning. How are you?
You never heard that used in the middle? Have you never seen Wayne's World?
No. I've heard the song a million times. I know it completely by heart. I've just never heard it used as a radio bump like that, jumped off in the middle of the song.
Ah, okay. No, I understand.
Yeah, that sounds like. Drew, do you remember when we used to sit at the Wisconsin State Journal and take bowling scores?
Yeah, 6-pointers for life.
6-pointers for life. I just wanted to reminisce for a second. I really had no point in bringing that up other than, like, Drew and I have known each other for, like, 147 years. Mm. That's the only point I was
making. Just give me more ammunition now here with Drew Wagner.
For being old?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all you guys are.
Yeah. Actually, when we got bowling scores, we used to have to send it over to Penn to Mark. But we would take, like, all the high school scores. And every Tuesday and Wednesday night in college... You knew where to find me. I'd be at the Wisconsin State Journal just typing in agate for girls volleyball. She's the best.
Dutifully serving the legendary Rob Hernandez.
That's right. Yes, 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 we were. How you doing, sir? What's going on? What's new and exciting?
It's good. It's nice to talk to you again. Didn't know if you were ever coming back. I was getting lonely and sad.
I mean, you know, it's Palo Alto and San Francisco were calling me and... you know, had to get some a little vacation in before the kids started school. So we got that done with, and now we're here for the foreseeable future. We'll see how we deal with that. How's Eric Fetty doing?
I'm sure he's all right.
Yeah, he's got to feel pretty good today, right?
I think so. I mean, listen, it was not the cleanest outing. No. It was not the best outing, but it wasn't horrible. Considering the crazy whirlwind that he had the 24 hours before, you know, the interest, figuring out the contract, getting on a plane, getting here, meeting your teammates, meeting your catcher, you know, going through a game plan, it couldn't have been easy. I thought it was acceptable. I thought it was serviceable. I thought it was exactly what the Brewers needed. Probably wanted to get a little bit more out of him, but you know, all in all, it was kind of a best case scenario. I like the pickup. I thought he would end up with the Brewers after he got released. I really did. And now here he is.
Yeah, I remember, and I think I texted this to you yesterday. When he pitched against the Brewers earlier in August, I turned to Mrs. Thunder as we were watching the game, and I said, man, this guy, like, pitched for Washington for a while, and like they always thought he was going to be like a pretty good pitcher, and he never quite got there. And then, of course, last year, the first half of the year, pitched really well for the White Sox. But I turned to her and I said, this is the kind of guy that I feel like if when he was 24, if Chris Hook could have gotten, here's the pun, his hooks into him and figured him out, like, I feel like Eric Fetty always had that potential to be better than who he's ended up being as a 32-year-old starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. And so it's like, so to your point, it's, I don't know if it's ironic, I don't know if it's coincidental, but the fact that he's with the Brewers now, I don't know if there's still time for a 32-year-old to be hooked, as we've seen like Quinn Priester and so many and Nick Mears and so many other pitchers improve once Chris Hook gets into them. Can Chris Hook have an impact on Eric Fetty?
I think so, and Eric Fetty thinks so. And I asked him yesterday when we got to talk to him finally for the first time. I said, you know, when your numbers aren't what they want them to be, and you find that a team like Milwaukee is interested in you, does that, you know, bring some excitement? He said, absolutely. He's like, their reputation speaks for itself. He's like, I came here in the hopes that they can identify something that, that can maybe get me back to being myself. Now, that said, if you look at Eric Fetty's career, he has basically had one good season.
Yep.
And that was last year.
Yep.
He was lights out with the White Sox, and I really thought he's the guy the Brewers should have made a move for when everyone was talking about Garrett Crochet. And then he pitched pretty well for St. Louis this year, just the complete opposite. But you look at his career, a lot of high fours and five ERAs,
yes,
aside from last season. Maybe the Brewers find something, maybe not. You know, I don't see him as being any kind of long-term solution, but right now they were in need. This is kind of like last year when they got Dallas Keuchel. You know, they needed some length. They needed some bodies. They needed some arms. He was available. They got him for a full-year contract, so, you know, maybe something works for them. If not, all right, you move on.
Drew Wagner joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. We opened the show today, Drew, by saying there's 28 games left. And yeah, when you have an 11-game winning streak, you want to win every game. And when you have a 14-game winning streak, you want to win every game. But the Brewers aren't going 28-0 to end the season. Is last night's game, do we just chalk that up to baseball? Like, I think if you look at the luck-o-meter, which everybody, you know, Cubs fans seem to be obsessed about when it comes to the Brewers, I think the Brewers probably win that game 7 out of 10 times. But just like, you know, the big hit didn't come. The hard hit ball was right at someone. And so Tommy and I preached at the beginning of the show that, like, that's going to happen. Like, you're going to have games like that. You want to avoid them as much as possible in the playoffs. But for it to happen on August 27th, you'd rather it happen on August 27th than on October 4th.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, listen, during their streak, every single bounce, every single thing went their way. Of course, there is an element of luck to it. You have to, the key to good teams is talent and luck, you know, good fortune.
Yep.
They're just not getting it right now. Last night was not, you know, a horrible game. They were also missing guys from their lineup. You know, Sal Frelick wasn't in there. That changes the complexity of things. They're in the middle of, I don't want to call it a rut, but this long stretch, you know, 19 and 18, it's not an excuse. Your bodies just get run down. I mean, we're old as dirt. You know, we get tired going to the toilet in the middle of the night.
True story.
It's
I breathe hard.
One of those things. Yeah. Yep. So it stinks, but you know what? You knew it was coming, which is why it was all the more important to win all those games, to have that big streak, to build up that cushion in the division, to give you a little margin for error, where one mistake won't crush you in the standings. You still have control your own destiny. You still control your own fate. You're still in the top driver's seat for the top seed. You just have to get through this stretch with as minimal damage as possible.
Were you surprised Ashby came out after two? Did you think he had one more in him?
Maybe, but at the same time, you don't want to have him down for a couple of days. You know, you pitch him two innings, maybe he's only down for a day, and you can use him again. You pitch him three, you're probably looking at not having him for a while, and they can't afford that luxury right now.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I know we can dissect the ninth inning decision by Andre Monasterio. And I think that is almost chalked up. Tommy and I talked about that as well. It's like when you're winning 14 in a row, when he did what he did last night, he ends up being safe. Like the throw's offline or it's bubbled and he ends up safe. When you don't win 14 in a row and you have a couple losses going on, you know, it's then that's when you're thrown out. But overall, I think he's hit better than the Brewers expected him to. His fielding's been pretty good. I don't think he's quite as good as Ortiz at short, but it's been pretty good. Do you think his play is going to make them a little more cautious and maybe take a little extra time with bringing Ortiz back just to make sure Ortiz really is full strength when he comes back?
No, I don't think that's going to play. I mean, Joey Ortiz is still night and day their best shortstop option defensively. The thing that I'm impressed with, and Tommy and I talked about this when I came to visit him at Brewski, is we don't know who Andrew Monasterio really was because we've only seen him pinch hitting or occasionally starting just here and there. We've never seen him for extended periods of time. So we really don't know what Andrew Monasterio is capable of. Because let's face it, guys are different players when they're playing regularly and they're getting at bats every day and they know they're in their lineup. It's just, the game seems a little bit easier for them that way, and they have more success. I'm impressed with what I've seen from Andrew Monasterio, and we can sit there and that play last night in the ninth inning. But listen, this is how the Brewers win.
Yes,
is by being aggressive and taking that extra base and forcing that throw, because that throw has to be perfect.
Yeah,
it has to be spot on.
Right, has to be right on line.
You're putting the pressure on the guys to not make a mistake. So I don't look at it as a base running error. I don't look at it as a mistake. I look at it as being aggressive and forcing them to make a play, which they ended up doing.
Speaking of throws, Drew.
It's a base hit to left, hits sharply. Yelich throws it home. Runner coming in, and it's in time! Look at Yelich! All the way through, no hops.
Drew, I don't know if you know this or not, his first outfield assist of the year. I know he's been mostly a DH, but Christian Yelich made a throw last night, Drew.
The boy's got a hose on him, right?
I mean, that's what we've been saying all year, right? No, that, I mean, he did, you know, 6, 8, 10 years ago. He played a lot of right field. He had an arm. So it's still in there. You know, as Toby Keith says, he's not as good as he once was, but he's good once as he ever was.
I will never, ever disagree with you quoting Toby.
Nice.
So I appreciate that. Oklahoma boy.
you love Oklahoma so much.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, we're glad you're still here.
The guy's a great player. The guy's a great player. He's one of the best in baseball. You can nitpick however you want, but he's one of the best all-around players in baseball. He may not be what he was during his MVP years, but he's still incredibly good. Plays a solid outfield. And that throw, man, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. That thing fired in there, too, because I thought it was going to be a lot closer than it was.
Yeah, it wasn't close. I mean, he gunned him.
Yeah.
That was awesome. So if we're talking about Christian Yelich, I kind of want to get it a little bit deeper there. You know, you're talking about how good of a player he is. And I think we've seen that. You know, we see his leadership, especially by example, but we also see his community involvement and those sorts of things. And what does it mean to the franchise that, like, a guy like Christian Yelich is doing what he's doing in a way that, like, coming back from his injuries, I mean, he could have fallen apart. He could have let his body fall apart. He could have let his attitude fall apart. But it just seems like every time you turn around, like, he's involved in something in the community, or he's helping some people out, or he's got a smile on his face in the dugout, whatever it might be. Like, what makes Yelich's impact so meaningful for this Milwaukee Brewers team?
You know, I think about that a lot, and it's something that I want to write about hopefully this year. He has really embraced the role of being the quote-unquote franchise player, of being the community icon, the community pillar. He has his charity concert every year. He gets involved with a lot of smaller stuff that we don't even find out about till after the fact, if ever. He's a leader of the team. He's a community icon. Like, he has really embraced being the quote-unquote captain, the face of the Brewers, all this stuff, and all the stuff and responsibility that comes with it. Christian Yelich has embraced it, and that's hard to do. You know, They tried that with Ryan Braun, and Ryan Braun did some things in the community. He was involved in Habitat. He did his food drive every year. But I feel like Yelich has taken it a step further, because if there is a big event, he's usually involved in it. And that's admirable. That's really admirable, because with big paycheck comes big responsibility, and on the field and off. And I feel like Christian Yelich has embraced both of those.
That was actually going to be my follow-up, was about how much of it did he learn from Ryan Braun? Because I think Braun kind of started it, and I think you're absolutely right. Like, Yelich has taken it and then taken it exponentially to the next level. But there was that aspect of Braun that, you know, he did the turkeys around Thanksgiving, and he did a bunch of other events. And I think Braun, like, probably his PR people told him he had to after his situations. But he also seemed to embrace it. Like, he it didn't seem like he did it begrudgingly. He did it and kind of enjoyed being the face of the franchise. And Christian has certainly taken on that mantle making it even bigger and better.
Yeah, and this isn't a knock on Braun. It'll sound like it, but it's not meant as a slight. I think with Yelich, there's more, what's the word? It's more organic, more authentic.
Yeah.
I don't know how to, it feels like it comes naturally to him. Like, yeah. he wants to be that person. You know, it's not that he has to, it's that he very much wants to be that person.
Yeah, I think that's what we see. All right, today we've got Jose Quintana against some guy I've never heard of before, Drew, and it seems like the Brewers always struggle against when they play a guy, though maybe not as much in recent history, but certainly over the last decade. Nabil Chrismat, who pitched 4 shutout innings his last appearance. Do you know anything about this guy?
I know that his name is really funky.
Yep.
I know that he's got a 1-0 record and a 0 ERA.
There you go. And then, because we won't talk to you until Monday, I'm excited for this weekend. Like, the two best teams in baseball, the best team in the National League taking on the best team in the American League, Brewers at Blue Jays. I think it'll be fun baseball to watch all weekend long. You know, you hope you don't get swept by a team like the Blue Jays, who are certainly capable of winning, you know, 10 games in a row at any point this season. But I will say, as a fan, I'm excited to see this series.
I am too. And listen, if any of you filthy degenerates listening are planning on going and staying in a Sky Dome hotel,
nice.
And
do it. Do it with the curtains open. Curtains open,
close
baby.
The curtains.
Curtains open all day, baby. Let's go. And finally, did you know that the Badgers are playing tonight at 8:00?
I honestly did not.
The Badgers play Miami of Ohio tonight at Camp Randall at 8:00. Who in their broken brain decided an 8 p.m. kickoff on a Thursday night was a good idea? That's all I want to know.
Probably the same people that thought it'd be great to incorporate a bunch of teams from the West Coast into the Midwest-based Big Ten Conference.
Yeah, that sounds right as well.
What are we thinking? What are we thinking of the Badgers this year? I've got 5-7.
Oh, that's optimistic.
That is, yeah. Tommy's like 3 wins. Tommy is like super down on this team.
I mean, I will be shocked if they make it to 5 wins. They will beat someone they should not have.
Dude, Mason said they're going to start 5-1.
Yeah. They will beat someone they should not have if they have won 5 games this year.
They have the roughest schedule of, I mean, their schedule.
Of all time.
Their schedule is absolutely brutal, Drew.
It tells you something about a program when they bring back throwback jerseys to honor an era in which they didn't win a damn game for years.
You're not wrong. Yeah,
are they going to run the beer offense?
They should just play defense all game, and if they hold them to under 10, they should win by default.
September 13th, they're at Alabama. You want it? Should we go to Tuscaloosa, Drew?
Tuscaloosa is a hell of a town, dude. I'll go in a heartbeat.
I would too. I know the game's going to be 59-0, but I want to go to that game. I got to be honest.
You know what jersey they should have brought back? Speaking of 59-0, one and duns that they wore in the '95 season opener when they got whooped by Colorado.
By Colorado, yep, I remember that game.
And Barry was so pissed, he had them all destroyed. Bring those back, especially if they were made by Starter.
Well, I know Chris McIntosh is the AD, but Barry's still got a lot of sway. I don't think you'll see those. I think even if they recreated them, he would have them burned before they were even worn again. Just to get rid of those. That would be spectacular.
And they were awesome, and they were 90s peak.
They really were 90s peak, but that game was...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's brutal. Okay. Colorado just opened up the woodshed on that one.
Was that Cordell?
That was Cordell and Michael Westbrook. Absolutely, yep. They feasted that day. That's for sure. Well, Drew, thank you so much. Have fun at the ballpark today. Have fun watching the games in Toronto this weekend, and we will talk with you on Monday.
Sounds good, brother. See you soon.
Yes, sir. That is Drew Wagner joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Follow him at @ByAndrewWagner on the Twitterverse, @ByAndrewWagner. Speaking of the Twitterverse, Tommy, do you remember TweetDeck?
I used TweetDeck for, I can't remember if it was across the street or for a baseball team. I can't remember. It was one of the two, but I used TweetDeck.
Dude.
Does it not exist anymore?
No.
Wow, I guess I didn't even know that.
Elon shut it down. And he didn't create XDeck, which I feel like you should have.
I don't even know if TweetDeck was it?
I never would go to Twitter.com.
I feel like it looked cooler. No, I don't even know if it actually was better.
Because I never had to switch screens. Like, I saw my mentions. Yeah. I saw all the mentions from any radio station I was working at.
So I will say this, that I'm pretty sure what we're using, the social media blast, could do the same thing for you.
But is it open to the public? Like, or do you have to have a paid account?
Oh, yeah. I would probably say no. It's not as open world.
Like, TweetDeck, I
could
just log into.
Right.
Not enough, like, I can do the same with Hootsuite or stuff like that. But, yeah, I don't know. Our thanks to Drew Wagner for jumping on. Let's talk a little Badgers football. I will admit, I don't know anything about Badgers football. So, Tommy, this is your time to shine. Now we're just gonna have fun with it.
I got you here because I had our boy Nick hook us up. Nick Osen.
Oh, did you?
Nice. So I'll get it all situated over here so we can all learn together.
Remember that we're gonna be talking Packers, we're gonna be talking Brewers, and we're gonna be talking Badgers today on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Mike Jocko from WMTV in Madison. He's gonna join me. I'm in for Sparky today at 2:20. On Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan. Some Badger talk coming up here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.